You don't remember anything, do you? Poor thing. Don't worry about the drowsiness. That'll go away soon. It's the drugs wearing off. You're going to have to relax, though. I can't untie you yet. And if you keep squirming, you're just going to fuck everything up. You're probably wondering right now why you're here. If I'm going to kill you or hurt you. If you're going to get raped. Something like that, right? If I'm being honest, it might be a little bit of everything. But right now, my primary interest is getting inside this pretty little head of yours. Then I'll deal with the rest of you. See, I know you love the threats, the violence, the abuse. Isn't that right? You crave a little crazy, don't you? Why do you think I chose you? I noticed something about you. Your little secret. Those pretty little scars you have. You know, the ones no one notices unless they know better. I know better, sweetie. And I see them. And you're disgusting. I hate seeing those thin little lines. Knowing how you barely scratch the fucking surface. You're still full of all the bad things that couldn't bleed out. This is why no one wants you. Don't worry though. I'm gonna help. I'll open them all back up for you. Show you what a real cut looks like. I'll show you how to get all the bad things out. I'm going to hurt you so very bad. Some days, I'll choose what we do. Some days, I'll make you choose. You're going to talk to me and tell me how it feels in perfect detail. I'm going to drug you over and over, even worse than this. And you won't know what I've done to you until you wake up with pain shooting through your pathetic body. You're going to scream, begging for it to stop, until you are nothing but a blubbering mess. And I bet you can't wait. I bet if I was to run my hand up between your thighs, I would find you fucking leaking right now. Sure, the toy's vibrations are helping, but knowing what I'm about to do to you and how I'm going to completely fucking ruin you, I know you love it. Whores always do. As long as you're good and you listen, we don't have a problem. You can struggle and scream all you want. I love a good fight. You can even try and run if you want. I didn't lock the door. But see, we're in the middle of the woods, sweetie, and I love a good chase. Hunting you down, dragging you back here, reminding you of what you really are, that's part of the fun. So, if you want to run, then run. I'm not the only one that gets to have fun either. I have some friends, and sometimes they have a go with my toys. I just have to be sure you're worth sharing. I get to have a little fun determining how much you can take. They'll all take turns using your holes, breaking you down, abusing you to your limit. You might even enjoy it sometimes, so don't act like you're being abused if you fucking like it. If you're coming, we aren't raping you. Be sure you say thank you. It'll be a bit of work at first, but you'll get the hang of it. You won't see them much. You'll mostly be with me. Unfortunately, they are much nicer to the playthings than I am. They actually stop. I tend to get bored easily, though. At some point, I'll get bored of you and I'll let you go again. You heard me right. Again. This isn't the first time you've been here. This isn't even the second or third time you've been here. I do such a good job being sure that you never remember, and every time I release you back home. So, really, no one even cares that you've been gone now. They'll all just think, ah, there they go again, running off with these strangers, fucking desperate for attention. They'll be home soon. And I bet if you did remember, you wouldn't even delete my number. You'd keep coming back, because deep down, you know. You know you're just a toy. And you love being treated like one. Being used and discarded like fucking trash. Just a sad little thing. Getting your fix over and over again. Like I said, though, I make sure you don't remember. I drug you real heavy for a few weeks before I let you go. Gives me time to make sure you don't remember a single thing about this. You won't remember us hanging out or us going to dinner. You won't remember waking up in the back of a van or when I crawled back there and cut your clothes off. You won't remember this place, any of us, or what we did to you. I'll flush you out completely. They won't find a trace of anything. No evidence. You'll be dressed, drugged up, dropped off on some back road, and until someone finds you, that's only if you're good. Otherwise, they might find you in a ditch somewhere. No one would even be surprised. How's that toy feeling? Tired of the vibrations yet? Poor thing. I thought about fucking you until you woke up. I think that would have been more fun. Maybe next time. I left you alone for a few months this time. I tried to give you some time to heal after our last encounter. And I must say, the things I played with in the meantime were boring. They were so bad at holding their breath. I remember you struggling with it a little too. Especially when you panicked. But you tried so hard to be a good whore. You really did. Your first time here, I wasn't nice at all. And I shoved my cock in you. And like the pretty whore you are, you pushed back against me. You fucking loved it. And you tried so hard to hide it. The shame. You loved being raped. You tried that pathetic little fake cry so maybe it wouldn't be so obvious. But I could feel how fucking turned on you were. I could see you bite your lip every time my hand went to your throat. I knew how much you loved it. Especially when it burned in your lungs. When you really couldn't hold your breath any longer. When you tried to fight me and push me away. It was pathetic. You wanted to be a whore. A little rape doll. Was it worth it? To get used like this? My little bitch is so numb. Just wants to feel something. You would do anything. Isn't that right? You would let us use you, cut you, abuse every part of your little body. You know the boring basic shit doesn't do it for you anymore, does it, princess? That's why you beg to be raped. So you can actually fucking get off. You need someone to forcefully make you come. To forcefully stretch your holes with their cocks. To shove it down your pretty mouth, down your throat. You need it, don't you? You need the abuse. You're just hopping from lap to lap, hoping you'll end up with the right person. Hoping you'll find someone that will put you out your fucking misery. That's why I'm doing this. I want you to feel something. I want to teach you a lesson. How this is all you are truly worth. You're nothing but a fucking fleshlight for people to use. Nothing but a hole. You're to come in. You're to serve cocks around you. That's your only fucking purpose in this world, cunt. Now, I'm going to touch you, and you're going to be very still. Do you understand? I don't want you to talk. I don't want you to make any noise. All you can do is breathe. And for every noise, that'll be a cut when I'm done. Don't think I'm not going to count them. I always do. I want you to come like you always do. Come from knowing what's going to happen. Come from the thought of a cock in your ass. From someone you aren't even sure if you fucking know. That's right. Let me just be sure you can't breathe at all. The tape isn't enough sometimes. This is exactly what you deserve. Come here. Hold it. Hold your fucking breath. Sluts don't get to breathe, right? You know that. Fucking hold it. I want it to hurt. I want it to burn so fucking bad that you would do anything to breathe. I want you to come right now. You can do it. Be a good whore. You don't need to breathe, do you? No. No, no, you don't. You just need to please me. That's right. Oh, you better hurry. My friends are here. You're just excited to get used more, aren't you? Fucking come. Fuck you. Breathe, bitch. Breathe while you can. Because every breath you take is going to matter. You never know when it's going to be your last one. But you're a good whore, right? As long as we feel good, it doesn't matter what happens to you. Remember that.